What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday morning online Water's Edge worship experience. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, next Sunday, the 31st, we're going to have Water's Edge Food Pantry Sunday at 11 o'clock. So if you want to volunteer, come hang out with us. If you're just itching to get together with your church family to worship, this is how we're worshiping right now as we recover from the hurricane damage and we still have this pandemic going on. But we can still help people. We can still feed people. We can still do that together. And so our church service will be serving other people. If you want to volunteer, show up around 10 o'clock that morning. And also, if you have needs or if you know of anyone who has needs, send them our way. Our last food pantry a few weeks ago, we fed over 2,000 people, approximately 500 families. So for those of you who showed up to volunteer, thank you so much. For those of you who are being generous, thank you so much. But if you know of anyone who has needs, send them our way next Sunday at 11 o'clock. And man, we would love to help them out and show them the love of God. You know, something I've always wanted for my life was to be real. I just want to be genuine. That's one of the greatest desires of my heart, is just to be authentic. Deep down at the core of who I am, I just want to be good. I want to be real. I want to be loving and authentic. And what I don't want to be is I don't want to be a walking contradiction. Many of us deal with that. In fact, most of us would say that there's a little bit of that in us. We're sort of a walking contradiction sometimes, but that's something that just feels so wrong to me when I feel like I contradict myself. And so I always want to make sure, and the desire of my heart is that I want to be a genuine, authentic person. I want to be good at the core of who I am. I want to love people and I want to love God. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says this about Jesus. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and he went to an isolated place to pray, a secluded place, a secret place. And something that I find very interesting about this verse and actually about the life of Jesus is that when you dig deep into his life and what the Bible says about his life, is not only can you find mystery, not only can you find power and just amazement, but you can also find very practical things. And this is what I love about this verse. Jesus knew that what he did in his private life was eventually going to prepare him for the challenges that he was about to face in his public life. Let me say that again. Jesus knew that what he did and what he practiced in his private life was going to set him up for success and prepare him to face the storms and the battles that he was about to go through in his public life, because Jesus knew this was true about life, about his life, about mine, and about yours. And this is what it is. You can either let your desires determine who you become, or you can let your private disciplines determine who you become. One of them will lead you down a road of regret. The other one will lead you down a road of peace. And one thing that Jesus did in private to prepare him for his public battles was prayer. So let's pray right now. Father, right now we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for being real. We thank you for being our best friend. We thank you for leaving heaven to be our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for living inside of our hearts. We thank you for watching over us, God. We thank you for giving us convictions and giving us hope and giving us love and intimacy. So God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you so much for changing our life. And thank you so much for giving us, especially me, a reason to wake up and live. And if you can do it for me, then I know you can do that for anyone. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Man, I love to pray. I really do love to pray. Sometimes it's hard work, but prayer is where things happen. I remember one time I was at a youth camp and one of the preachers there was a friend of mine, and he pulled me off to the side one afternoon when we were watching the kids play basketball. We had a 3-on-3 tournament, and of course me and whoever, the two other guys I picked, we beat everybody. So man, the losers were playing and we were just watching them play. Anyway, my preacher friend said this. He goes, man, you ever wonder why we pray? I said, what do you mean by that? He's like, you know, God's gonna do whatever God's gonna do. He's sovereign, he's all powerful, he's all knowing. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. So why do we pray? And I looked at him and I said, are you saying that, like, why do we pray and ask God to do things? He's like, yeah. He's like, why do we pray if God's just gonna do what God's gonna do? I said, well, I don't pray to get God to do anything. I said, sometimes I'll ask God to intervene or to heal or to show me. I said, but I don't just pray to get God to do something. I said, I pray to get God. I pray to get to know God. I pray to walk with God. I pray to love Jesus and to worship Jesus. I pray to sense him. I pray to get closer to his presence. I pray to get more filled with his spirit. I pray for direction. I pray for worship. I pray just to get to know God. Prayer is work, but prayer is the place where things happen. Prayer is a place where we get to know God intimately. Prayer is where we deal with ourselves. Prayer is where we deal with our issues. Prayer is where we deal with our habits, where we deal with our addictions, where we deal with our selfishness. Prayer is where we find joy. Prayer is where we find peace. Prayer is where we find resolve to get up and face that giant. Prayer is where we find determination to get up and climb that mountain. Prayer is where we find that grit in our soul to keep punching and to keep fighting, because we get knocked down over and over again with this battle and that battle. We face this trial and this heartache and that heartache. And prayer is where we find our strength. Prayer is where we find our joy. Prayer is how we get back up again. When we pray, we're not just praying to get God to do something. We're praying to get God. We're praying to get our strength back and to get close to him. Prayer is where we find ourselves, because prayer is when we get closer to Jesus Christ. So why do you pray? And when do you pray? Do you pray just when life is falling apart? Is that when you drop to your knees or close your eyes and say, oh God, help me now? Do you pray when you get a bad report from the doctor only? Do you pray just when life is confusing? Do you pray just when life is dark? Do you pray just when loneliness is crushing you? Do you pray just when you have relationship problems? Oh God, please make my husband right. Oh God, please tell my wife the truth. Oh God, please make this person like me. Whatever. Do you pray just when things are going bad, or do you pray to walk with God? Notice this verse in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 out of the New Living Translation. Paul says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Prayer is where we find that peace that you can't even explain, Paul says. You can't even describe it. You can't even begin to understand it. You just experience it from God. You find that in prayer. James 5:16, James says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may all be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. James says, just be real with each other. Just be genuine with each other. Just be authentic with each other. You've hurt someone. You've broken someone's heart. You've done someone wrong. Confess your faults to each other. Confess your sins to each other. And because we're all broken and none of us are perfect, pray for each other. Don't judge each other. Don't tear each other down. Don't tweet about each other. Don't post on Facebook about each other. Pray for each other so everyone can experience the healing power of God. And then he says the earnest prayer, the determined prayer of someone who's trying to be right with God has great power and it produces results. Matthew 26:41, Jesus says, keep watch and pray so that you will not give in a temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Do you know what Jesus is saying right here? Your desires are weak. Your desires will lead you down a road of regret. Don't let them lead you. Instead, let your private disciplines lead your life, mold your life, and guide your life. And that'll always lead you down a road of peace. I love these verses, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, the walking contradictions, who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they're ever gonna get. Let me tell you something. Those people who are always seeking after attention, one day the only reward they're gonna have in their life is the temporary attention that they got when they were seeking after it. When people are always seeking after attention, that's the only reward they're gonna get. They're gonna get it and it's just temporary. And so Jesus says, don't be like the religious hypocrites. Don't be like the walking contradictions who, when they pray in public so everybody can see them and they can be impressed with them. He says, I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they're ever gonna get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, privately, secluded. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. You know what he's saying right here? Your private life needs to match your public life. Your private life needs to match your public life, because there's two different types of people in this world. There are people who are constantly chasing after the attention of others, even in the church. Oh, I'll pray. But it's just a show. People love to put on shows. But then he says there's other types of people who aren't only led by their desires and their desires for attention, but these are the types of people whose private life match their public life. And when they're in private, they have disciplines to walk with God. Prayer is not for a show. Prayer is a private discipline to make sure your public walk doesn't become a walking contradiction. Let me say that again. Prayer is a private discipline to make sure your life doesn't become a walking contradiction. In fact, if you're listening to me this morning, if you've tuned in, just repeat that after me. Prayer is a private discipline to make sure your life does not become a walking contradiction. If you're only led by your desires, then pretty soon you're going to be a walking contradiction. And so when we let our desires lead us instead of our disciplines, then we become hypocrites. Then we make more decisions that we regret over and over and over again. When we only let our desires lead us, then we put our faith in jeopardy. Then we put our families in jeopardy. Then we put our relationships in jeopardy. Then we put our future in jeopardy. We put our marriages in jeopardy when we let our desires lead us only. We put the story of our life in jeopardy when you're only led by your desires. So if you're still with me, say, I'm still with you. Let's remember a few things today. Number one, we're writing our story with every public and private decision that we make. So be sure to write a good one. I don't want the word regret to write my story. I don't want the word habit, addiction, to write my story. I don't want the word selfish to write my story. I don't want the word unkind to write my story. I don't want the word unloving to write my story. I don't want hurting others to write my story. I want the word love and the word Jesus to write my story. I want to be known for serving, for love, and compassion. The second thing is this: prayer helps us figure out which desires to listen to. Some desires inside of us are great, and they're born of God inside of us. But there's other desires inside of us that are selfish. Other desires inside of us that are born out of anger, born out of secrets, born out of mental struggles. Other desires that are born out of bad habits, or they hurt other people. Other desires that are a roadblock to your preferred future that you would love to have in your life. Some of these desires are roadblocks to the future that you really want. So before you act, stop and pray. It's amazing what praying over your desires will do and how they will filter out the desires that you do not need to listen to. The third and the last thing is this: your private decisions always have public consequences or rewards. Who you eventually become in private will be who you ultimately become in public one day. And you'll also determine what consequences or rewards you experience one day. Let me say that again. Who you eventually become in private will be who you ultimately become in public one day. And it'll also determine the rewards or consequences that you deal with one day. You're writing your story with every single decision that you make. Big decisions and small decisions. Private decisions and public decisions. You're writing the story of your life with all of these decisions. Make sure that you write a good story. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you. Be sure to tune in next week. We will have an online service. We'll also have Food Pantry Sunday. So if you want to volunteer, show up at 10 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Man, what an amazing message from our pastor, Pastor Tony, this morning. I love how he talked about prayer isn't about getting God to do something. Prayer is about growing your relationship with God. And if you were moved by the message, make sure to hit us up on social media at Water's Edge Gathering on Facebook and at Water's Edge_LC on Instagram. And if you have the church app, make sure to hit us up on there where you can do online giving, you can listen to online worship, and you can also listen to more messages from Pastor Tony. Don't forget, it's going down on January the 31st. You gotta be here at least by 10 because the Food Pantry Sunday is on again starting at 11. So if you want to volunteer, again, make sure to be here by 10. We absolutely love you guys. Have a great weekend.